This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab League foreign ministers meeting in Cairo Sunday agreed to support the U.S.-Saudi peace initiative to resolve the conflict in Sudan. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab League head Ahmed Abul Ghait, addressing Arab League foreign ministers, noted that the Sudan conflict is at a crossroads as the situation continues to worsen. Saudi-sponsored talks to end the Sudanese conflict are continuing in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, as representatives of both Sudanese military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and the Rapid Support Forces commander Mohammed Hamdan Daglu meet to discuss the situation. Both leaders fought in Yemen under the auspices of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Arab government representatives in Cairo have voted to return Syria to the Arab League after a 12-year suspension, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's membership in the Arab League was suspended 12 years ago early on in the uprising turned conflict, which has killed nearly 500,000 people since March 2011 and displaced half of the country's pre-war population of 23 million. The vote in the Egyptian capital comes days after regional top diplomats met in Jordan to discuss a roadmap to return Syria to the Arab fold as the conflict continues to de-escalate and soon before Saudi Arabia hosts the upcoming Arab League summit on May 19. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden's top national security aide has met with Saudi Arabia's crown prince amid long-standing tensions between the White House and the kingdom. The state-run Saudi press agency acknowledged the meeting Sunday night. This is VOA News. The number of dead from flash floods and landslides in eastern Congo has risen above 200, with many more people still missing, according to local authorities in the province of South Kivu. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
An administrator in the worst-hit territory told reporters on the scene Saturday that 203 bodies had been recovered so far, but that efforts to find others were continuing. In one village where hundreds of homes were washed away, rescue workers and survivors dug through the ruins Saturday looking for more bodies in the mud. Villagers wept as they gathered around some of the bodies recovered so far, which lay on the grass covered in muddy cloths near a rescue worker's post. One rescue worker helping look for and bury the dead said some bodies washed down from villages higher in the hills were being buried covered by only leaves off the trees. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his call Sunday for an assault weapons ban and other gun safety measures a day after eight people were murdered at a Texas shopping mall in the latest quote-unquote senseless shooting to shake the nation. Responders, distressed witnesses, and police described scenes of panic and horror north of the city of Dallas, where video footage circulating online showed the shooter exiting a car in an outlet mall parking lot Saturday and firing with a semi-automatic rifle on people walking nearby. Polling in the U.S. shows black voters are backing President Joe Biden, but not with the enthusiasm of 2020 when he was elected to a first term. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The latest Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds his 58% current approval rating among black adults sitting well below where he began. Roughly 9 in 10 black adults approved of Biden over his first months in office, while only about half of Democrats overall say they want Biden to run again in 2024. 81% say they would definitely or probably support him if he were the nominee. The groundswell isn't as dark among black adults. 41% say they want him to run, and only 55% say they are likely to support him in the general election. I'm Julie Walker.
Serbia's education minister resigned on Sunday over last week's shooting at an elementary school in which eight children and a security guard were killed amid public anger over that and another mass shooting just a day later. The country is in shock and mourning over the two shootings, the school massacre in the capital on Wednesday, and a rampage outside the city on Thursday in which eight people died. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.